Okay, we're up to the top of the Kufnun Vav Amud Beis. There won't be a shiur tomorrow. We'll be a shiur Wednesday morning, and at the Siyum we'll finish up the Amud Beis a few lines. Okay. Midishmuel Nami Ein Mazal Yisrael. From this Maisa with Shmuel, we can also know that he holds also Ein Mazal Yisrael. Again, Ein Mazal Yisrael means that even though the Mazal has an effect on Klal Yisrael, but with tefillah and with a shchus gadol, we can go beyond it. We can change it completely. Shmuel va'avlat haviyaspe va'havikaazli hanich inchi la'agma. Avlat was an astrologer. So Shmuel and Avlat were sitting, and there were some people going to cut reeds in the swamp. Omrele Avlat l'Shmuel hai gavra ozu v'lo osi. Torek le'chivyo ma'is. This guy is going to go, but he's not coming back. A snake's going to bite him, he's going to die. Amalei Shmuel, Ibar Yisrael, who ozul v'asi. If he's a Jew, he'll come back. Adiyasvei ozul v'asi. Mice, while they were sitting there, Taka, they all came back, including this guy. Come Avlet, Shadli, the Tune. So Avlet came, and he took off his load of reeds. Ashkech Bechivya, and he found that a snake was Taka amongst the reeds. The Pasik v'shodi b'tarte. Guvi. That it was cut into two. So a miracle happened, and the guy, when he was cutting the reeds, cut up the snake that was supposed to bite him. Amrle Shmuel, my avadita. So Shmuel said, what did you do special today? Amrle, kol yom havi marminan rifta bahadi hadadi. Every day we share our bread together. Everybody puts into the pot, and then we split it evenly. Ha'idna havi ika chad minon delo havi li rifta. Today, one guy didn't have bread. Havi ko michsif, and he was embarrassed. I saw it. Amina lahu anoka ka'imna va'armina. So I said, I'm volunteering today to collect the bread. Kimatoi legabei shavoi nafshai kamandishki limine. When I got to him, I made it look like I was taking something from him. Kihechid lo lichsa. In order that, what's it called, he shouldn't be embarrassed, and I put in the bread for him. Omerle mitzvah vadato. You did a mitzvah tzedakah. And you also saved the guy from embarrassing. Nofak shmuel v'dorash utztaka tatsu mimaves. Lomi miso mishuna el miso atzma. Tzedakah can save even from death, and not just from miso mishuna, that you'll die a nice death, but it'll save from death mamish. Because before this, Shmuel held that yesh mazel Yisrael. And one of the things, boni chaye mazone, is tali b'mazel, when you're going to die. So tzedakah, he felt, couldn't save from death itself. It could just make you have a better death. And now he saw that, no, tzedakah can save mamish from death, and the mazel can be overridden. With the Rebbe Kiva, nomi in mazel Yisrael. From the Maaser Rebbe Kiva, you can also see that sometimes the mazel can change. The Rebbe Kiva, havile barta, Rebbe Kiva had a daughter, amlele kaldoi, ahu yom adayla lebeginina, torik lachivya, umisa. So an astrologer told him that the day that she gets married, she's going to be bitten by a snake and die. Havi da'igwa milsatuv. And Rebbe Kiva took it to heart. Ahu yoma shokalta lamichbansa, right? And that day, she, what's it called? She took her brooch, her pin that she was wearing, datsa begud, and she stuck it into the wall. Isrami isyohi be'enei dechivya. And by chance, the pin went through the eye of a snake and killed it. Letzafra ki koshaklala, the next day when she took it out, in the morning after her wedding, she took out the brooch from the wall, so the snake came along with it. It was dead. Amrla avua mayavadita. What did you do that this nace happened? That the snake was killed? Amrla the panya osa anya kora bava vahavutride kuli alma besudasa veleka deshami. There was an ani who was banging on the door, and because everybody was busy with the chasana, nobody heard him. Kaminosh kalti. I got up, shokalti l'ristinai, diyohavisli, yahavti niale. The portion that was given to me, right, I gave to him. Amrala mitzvah vadat, nafek Rabbi Akiva v'dorash, utzvaka tatsul mimavis, v'lo mimiso mishuna, l'mi miso atzma. Same thing before. You may think that tzedakah can't take away from the mazel, it can't. It can even take away from misa. With Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, no, mi ein mazel Yisrael. Same maisa happened, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, and you see from there also ein mazel Yisrael. The imeder of Nachman bar Yitzchok, Amri le kaldoi, brich kan vahavi. An astrologer told the mother of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok that her son was going to be a ganav. He was born under the influences, and he would have this nature of wanting to take things that aren't his. Lo shefakte, So she didn't let him uncover his head. And the Mepharshim say over here, it doesn't mean that he had to go with a yarmulke. Everybody has to go with a yarmulke. But she made him wear an extra covering, right? A hat all the time, not just a yarmulke. Amri leik sire sheikh, ki hechid dehavi olach imsa deshmaya. Cover your head good that you should have Yerushamayim. Uboy rachmei, and davin that you should have Yerushamayim. Lohavi yoda amayka amrele. He didn't know why she was so makbid on him. He should never take off his hat, and he should, what's it called, davin for Yerushamayim. Yom echad yosiv kagoris. One day he was sitting and learning. To say dikla under a palm tree. Nofal glima miloyi reishe, and his cloak fell off his head. Dolly ene, and he picked up his eyes. Chazal dikla, and he saw the dates on the palm. Al me yitzre, his yitzahara got the better of him. Solik paske likibura bishina, and he went and he pulled off the dates with his feet, with his teeth. That's how strong the Yetzer. It wasn't his tree. It wasn't his dates. Rashi. Avlet. Shem Chacham Nachri. Hoya v'choze v'kochavim. He's an astrologer. Ozul v'ossi. De'ein mazli Yisrael. V'yoli lo tfila. So, what's it called? Shmuel said, if he's Jewish, he'll come back. B'tarte govi. B'shtei chaticho. Shekotso im hakonim b'lo yodea. The snake was cut in two because he cut it with the reeds without realizing it. Marminim v'hadodi, matilin pas l'sal l'chol achabura. They used to put bread into the pot, and then they were divided. Ke'echad v'ochlin yachad v'echad govim mikulam. One would, the breads were different, or whatever. So this way everybody got a little bit of not only what his wife made, but somebody else's wife made. Ana ka'imno marmina, agva v'osim b'sal. So I, what's it called, put in for him, and I made it look like he put it in. Shavoy nafshoy k'man d'shakli minei, osisi atzmi k'govim mimenu, v'nosati mishali chelko. Lo mi misa mishono, umi umisa haguna yomus. It's not only that tzedakah will save you from a violent death, but you'll die, you're going to die anyway, you'll die a nice death. Lo mi misa atzma matzelis. It has the ability to save you from dying when you should die, and give you extra life. V'nosenes chayim, gives you extra time in this world. Taldoi chozim b'kochovim. Ditzta tochavta, she stuck the pin in the wall. Lamach minasa, nushka shalzov sheyesh kemotas barosha. It's like a brooch, a thing with a pin on the back that you pin on your clothing. Ristanai means her portion. Uboy rachmi, bikesh rachmi shlo yishlot b'chayetzahara. Kibura eshkol tmorim, v'adeka lo shalohaya. The tree wasn't his, and he bit off a cluster of dates, basically he stole them. Okay, what's it called? Just a few things here about Ein Mazal Yisrael. They bring down that, what's it called, that in the beginning of, Shabbos is under the, right before Shabbos, is under the Mazal of Maadim, and therefore says that a person should, what's it called, first of all, there was the Rav Yosef, that's why they made the Bracha Main Sheva, Leil Shabbos, in order to counteract that Mazal. And therefore some hold that you shouldn't be Makadosh Belaila, because right away in the beginning of the night of Shabbos is Maadim, and the Arizal says, therefore you should make Kiddush earlier. You shouldn't make Kiddush when it's dark. You should make Kiddush Dafka during the day. And Shabbos itself is the day that corresponds to Saturn, which is a day of mourning. But Shabbos is Lamala Minateva, the Aris Devash says, and therefore it goes just the opposite. It's only Shabbos or whatever. It doesn't really fit in with the first thing. That Shabbos is, part of Shabbos is Maadim, and they have to consider it. The Rambam holds that Shat Nein Mazal Yisrael means that there's nothing to do with Mazalis. The Rambam holds that it's all shtus, that astrology, there's nothing to it. Just like the Rambam holds that magic, there's nothing to it. The Torah asserted it, because you shouldn't be involved in things that are ridiculous. Just like it asserted Avodah Zorah, there's nothing to it, the Torah asserted it. But the Ramban argues, he says no. The Torah asserted pigs, he doesn't say this, I'm saying. Right? But it doesn't mean they don't exist. Now, you're not allowed to eat them. Torah asserted magic, the Ramban holds. There is such a thing as magic. We're not allowed to be involved in it. The Torah asserted, what's it called, Tomim Tiam Hashem Elokecha, not to take the mazolos, not to do something in your life according to the mazolos, right? You're allowed to be choshish for them. But you're not allowed to, what's it called, do things specifically because of them and believe in them. To believe in the Rabban Shalom. And mazalos can change. So ein mazal Yisrael means it can change. But you're allowed to take it in consideration. And we see from this Gemara Pashtus that Rabbi Akiva took in consideration what the astrologers told him. Bothered him very much. So you're allowed to be bothered by it. But Lechari didn't do anything for his daughter. He didn't tell her, you know, on the day of her chasana, stay away from snakes, you know, wear a snake charmer or something. So Lechari, you see from there that much you're not allowed to be involved. Which they ask Akasha by Shmuel, if Avla told him this guy's going to go be bitten by a snake, why didn't he try to save him? Right? So they say that what the Marsha says, that modern thing, the Marsha says that, well, it was a sex snake over here. He wasn't sure if he was Jewish or not. Right? And even if he was Jewish, he wasn't sure whether in fact he would be bitten by the snake or not, right? If it was true or not. So therefore, he didn't tell him anything. Well, I said, Pikuach Nefesh, Afilu Snek Snake, you do something. Why didn't you try to tell the guy? But the same kasha would be Akiva. He didn't tell his daughter to do anything either. He just left it, because the Chora, even though you're allowed to be Choshish for the Masa, you can't do anything to go against it. Because then it shows that you don't have trust in the Rabban Hashem. Then it shows that what's it called? Tomim Ti Am Hashem Elokecha. So it's, what? When Rav Mar Yisrael, she told him to do something that was anyway okay. Right? To have more Yerushalayim. Even if it wasn't true. Right? But these things were specifically because of that. What? Yeah, okay, but again, what's it called? Maybe they didn't know that was, at this point, he thought that wouldn't help. So the Manavshach, if it's true, it's not going to help. And if it's not true, then why, what's it called? So I'm not going to do anything. Okay, the Ran holds that in Eretz Yisrael, there's Ein Mazal Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz, Yesh Mazal Yisrael. That in Chutz La'aretz, you're Ataka under the Mazalos, and there it won't change, and Eretz Yisrael, it can change. That's why it says people don't have children, move to Eretz Yisrael, it could be that it will make a difference to get their game above the Mazal. The Rashba and the Marsha also says this, that a Yochid has mazel, but a tzibur, for a tzibur, ain't mazel. And that's why all the Marsha says, all the things that the Torah promises, life, and all the things, boni, mazone, and chayi, are promised in the Torah for doing the mitzvahs. If it's totally in mazel and not in schus, what's all the Yehudi HaTorah? So those are for the rabbin. The yochid taka is boni, chayi, mazone. There's a Mishnah Halachas of Menashe Klein. He wants to say that since it's very, a person can be influenced by the mazel he's born under, so you shouldn't tamper with that. And therefore, you shouldn't make shouldn't induce labor and make a child born when he's not supposed to be born. Most posts can hold mouth like that, and they hold the mice, so you can never force the kid to be born unless you make a cesarean, right? And then if it's necessary, it's necessary. If it's not necessary anyway, you can't do it. Right, but whenever the Rabban Hashem wants the things to work, it'll work. And if it doesn't want it to work, it won't work. You can induce from today till tomorrow, it still won't work if it's not the time to come. So most poskim hold, you don't have to worry about that. And the Ritva says that in Adar and Av, Yesh Mazal Yisrael. B'shenichnas Adar Marvin B'simcha, because in Adar, the Mazal of Klal Yisrael is good. That's why it says a person has a mishpat with a goy, should do it. And an av, mimatim b'simcha, because the mazal is bad. Those 2 months, yesh mazal Yisrael. That's what he says. Okay, let's go on. Mechatkenes hadluim lefnei abehemavis anevela lefnei aklovim. You're allowed to cut pumpkins, gourds, for an animal to eat, and a dead carcass for dogs to eat. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo hayis anevela merav Shabbos asur lefishena min amuchen. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muktzah, and he holds the animal, if it wasn't nevela, erev Shabbos, then when Shabbos came in, it wasn't roi for klavim, it was alive. Right? And it only became dead on Shabbos, so it's muktzah for the whole Shabbos, and therefore, what's it called, you're not allowed to move it. We had before, the machlokas, what this is, dluyim and nevela, is it talking about soft things, right? The dluyim like the nevela, and you're enhancing the food, but you're not making food. We're talking about hard things, and you're making the food, but not enhancing it. We had the machlokas before, of Shmuel or of Hun, I think. Okay, Itmar, Rashi. Es adluyim hatlushim. V'mil stamon lav l'maychul behemakani el elo'odam. Normal pumpkins people eat, not animals. Still, you're allowed to cut it. Because Gemara says, muchan lo'odam havi muchan l'behema. If it's fit for a person, it's also fit for an animal. The es anevelish, nisnab lo hayom. even though when Shabbos came in, it was set aside for human beings because you could have shechted it. Then it dropped dead on Shabbos. Now it's only fit for dogs, right? Still, you're allowed to cut it up. Itmar, Omar Ula Halacha Krab Yehuda. Ahula said Halacha Krab Yehuda that we hold from Muktzah. Shmuel Amar Halacha Krab Shimon, and Shmuel holds Halacha Zayk Krab Shimon. The Af Rav Sover Halacha Krab Yehuda. Rav also holds Halacha Zayk Krab Yehuda in Muktzah. V'dekarche dezuze. The Rav Asar Shmuel Shari. Right? The Karche dezuze, Rashi says, is nets. Krab Shimon Gelesle Muktzah. The Karche dezuze, Machatzolos Asios Asfinos, Lechasos Pragmatia Shabasochan. You have nets that used to cover the, what's it called, the Shora. The merchandise that they used to what's transport by the boats. Zuze svina. Zuze means a boat. Moves. Bloshan Arami. Kach matzasi b'tshuva sagaonim. So kroche is the coverings that they used, the tarp that they used to put over the merchandise, and it was miyuchad for protecting merchandise. So it was muktza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're maktza midaito. And Rabbi Shimon didn't hold of that kind of muktza. Rabbi Shimon only holds a muktza machmas miyas, Muktzah Machmas Isser, those kind, Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis, but otherwise there's no Muktzah that you can't move totally, even Muktzah Machmas Klishim Lachol Isser, you're allowed to move the Tzarek Gufa Makoma. The Rav also, Shmuel Shari, the Af Levi Sover Halacha Krab Yehuda, Levi also holds Halacha Krab Yehuda, that Muktzah is Asser, all these other kinds of Muktzah. Ki Hada Levi, Ki Avi Maisi Treifta Lekanei B'yomatova, when they bring a Treifa, an animal, to see if it was a Treifa, on Yomtev, to see if it was mutter or aser, lohavi chazila, ela ki yosev akakilta. He only looked at it if the animal was standing in the garbage dump. Because then if it was treif, right, so he just left it there. He didn't have to move it. If it was kosher, then it was, what's it called? He came to check the lungs. So he only checked if the animal was already in a garbage dump when they were checking it. So in case it was treif, he would just leave it there. Domar dimalom is kosher, afil leklovin lo chazia. If it's not kosher, that even dogs can't eat it, because it's muktzah. Who Shmuel Amar Halacha Krab Shimon, and Shmuel holds Halacha Krab Shimon. Vav Ziri Sover Halacha Krab Shimon. Ziri also holds Halacha Krab Shimon. Disnan Behema Shemesa Lo Yazizenem in Koma. Right, a animal that died, you're not allowed to move it. That would seem to be like Rabbi Yehuda, that since it died on Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, it was set aside for human beings, and now it's dead. It only became muchan on Shabbos. So it's muktzah, right? You didn't have in mind for it for dogs when Shabbos came in because it was alive. So it's muktzah. The Tirgum Aziri, and Ziri said, no, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Behemas Kodshim, it's talking about an animal that was a korban. So if it dies, you can't do anything with it. But a regular animal, you could feed it to the dogs, not muktzah. So you see that Ziri holds a Krab Shimon. Aval Bechulin Shaper Domi. Va'af Rabbi Yochanan Omer Halacha Krab Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan also said Halacha Krab Shimon. Tomorrow says, "Umi on Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." Did Rabbi Yochanan say that Halacha Krab Shimon? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kstam Mishnah Usnan Ein Nevakim Eitzim in Akoros Velo Min Akoros Shnish Rabbi Yontif. Right? Rabbi Yochanan always held like a Kstam Mishnah. We had this quite a few times already in Shabbos. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan holds a Kstam Mishnah. How could he pass him like Krab Shimon? There's a Kstam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda that Ein Nevakim Eitzim in Akoros. You can't cut wood from things that were beams when Shabbos came in that were muktzah. Or a beam that broke on Yontif, because they're all muktzah. They're all set aside for building. And then if they broke on Yontif, so they were muktzah when Yontif came in. So when it says, Rabbi Yochanan, who Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Masni Law? He didn't have that Mishnah as a Stam Mishnah. He had in his Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It wasn't a Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? But we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rashi. Akakilta, no, Kihavi Maisei, Treif Tolakame, Behema Shinolid Basothic Treifos, Utsrichala Horas Chacham. After you shechted it, you looked, and there was some Sothic, and they had to bring it to the Chacham to check the lungs, or to check some other part that may make it a Treifa. Akakilta La Ashba, so he only looked at it if the animal was already put onto a garbage dump. Shemiran a Treifa, Yanichim Shom. Because if it's a Treifa, he'll leave it there. But I feel the klavim lochazia. Until it was a vare treifa, it was a muktzah, because maybe it's kosher. But I feel the klavim lochazia. The nishkato ayom lo yuchlo talkel krab Yehuda. Because if it's treif, then it's not even fit for the dogs. Because since it was shechted today and it was set aside for human beings, and it's muktzah even for animals. Now that it became okay, tirgam azire, meseches beyav, the behemus kachim, dasura bahano. Ziri said that that which it says that an animal that died, right, is muktzah completely, only if it's a behemoth kodshim. Ha dechulin, but if it's a regular animal, shaper dami lachil klav, you can feed it to the dogs. He doesn't hold a muktzah. So how could you say Ziri holds like what's it called, like Rav Shimon? Zimura says, yeah, because he said it's only talking about behemoth kodshim. Eim levakin etzim nakoros, soar shol koros ha muktzos usturos levinyan. You have wood that's set aside for building, it's muktzah. Then if it gets warped or broken, it's not set aside for building anymore. But since when Shabbos came in, it was set aside for building, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muktzah. So, v'lomen akorah ha'yishonah sh'nishbara hayom. Mehashtal asoka kaimi, because now it's set aside for burning. And then yantif, you're allowed to use it for fire. Ha'filu hachi asr holu ben ashmoshes lo itakin lohachi. Since when Shabbos came in, it wasn't set aside. It was set aside for something that was not usable on yantif or Shabbos. Therefore, it's muktzah.